Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
It's a game changer. Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
Love you.
I really want to party with him.
I really want to party with him.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
Everything about you is perfection.
Yeah, you know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
It's a game changer.
Tonight, the Spicy Six brought the heat, and we're going to need a pitcher of margaritas.
The Cinco de Mayo. I have a margarita on my mind.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's really fun.
Have an enchilada?
Yeah, why not? So it's getting warm outside. Yeah. Get out of the pool and... Oh, yeah, gotta love it. So happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone, and welcome to the official MS5 podcast. Of course, you know who this one belongs to. The boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. Frog, and by my side is our very own secret MS5 insider, Brian Strickland, is in the building.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's so cool!
I'm a groupie.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Bow Wow. I appreciate it.
I'm excited because my good friend, my Fast 9, my Fast and Furious brother, Tyrese Gibson, a.k.a. Yes. Robo Pine, is here with us tonight on the podcast. And I was definitely sad to see him on Mass. I couldn't believe it. You know, Tyrese is a strong vocalist.
Yes.
Legend in the game. But I'm happy that he's here with us tonight. But first...
Spoiler alert.
It doesn't take a mind reader to know we're about to fire up a ton of spoilers and crack open some spicy Easter eggs. So, Brian, you know what I like to say. If you don't want to know what's happening, now's the time to go someplace else. You guys know I'm going to try to get Brian to give us all the deets on everything that we possibly can get. That's just what I like to do.
Who is that?
Let's go ahead and jump into it, man. The talent on the MS5 stage tonight was insane.
Yes.
Each week, it just keeps getting better and better. I'm so glad I don't have to decide on stage or who holds. And it was so tough. And these voices are just so good.
Yeah.
And tonight's special guest panelist, Chrissy Metz, was here with us tonight.
This is a star, Chrissy Metz. Welcome.
Chrissy Metz.
Thank you.
I love it.
Love you.
It's so exciting to be here.
Good. Funny, made some good guesses too.
Very good. Has a real knowledge of music. She's a musician herself, so she was able to come up with names that we never maybe would have come up with. She brought a whole new, unique perspective, and she was great.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with you. Big shout out to Chrissy. Chameleon also lit up the stage with his electric neon costume.
Oh my gosh, that was some lit legitness. You just did Busta Rhymes. Like,
yes.
I couldn't even keep up, and you just had your own flow and did your own thing. That was crazy.
Love you, yes. Chameleon!
I was a little jealous right there, Brian, when I saw that. He had the glow-in-the-dark type of vibe going on and
yeah.
Had the Busta Rhymes. You know, Busta Rhymes is a hard rap artist
to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give Chameleon a lot of credit.
Yes. And Busta, of course, was Dragon.
He sure was.
It's nice.
To me, it feels like Chameleon is just smooth. I feel like he's just cruising.
Yes.
It seems like Chameleon is on his own pace.
Absolutely.
He's on his own time. He's just suave and he's just cruising, baby. It just feels like he's just cruising.
And perform songs that you would maybe expect him to perform, as opposed to Piglet, who goes all over the place because he knows what works for him.
He does. And I think that's important.
Yeah.
But you might want to step out there too, because if you step out the box,
exactly,
you know, that could potentially land you to keep on moving on to later rounds.
Yes.
We saw the Orange Slices, Brownies for Sale, Chameleon Airplane, the Captain Hat.
Okay.
And he said it was hard leaving friends as a military kid, but now he has a solid crew that has his back. Earlier on, when I made my guess on who Chameleon was weeks ago,
yeah,
I mentioned that this person, if I'm right about who this is, he does pride in his crew. His crew is everything. We've all seen it. If you're fans of this person, then you know how much this person loves his team.
I thought the strongest guess from tonight was Nicole.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. With these clues, I really think it's the legendary Snoop Dogg.
Really?
I'll tell you why. You saw a plane. They fly high. Mm. We know Snoop likes to stay elevated.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
There's orange juice for his gin and juice.
Juice, correct.
The brownies is, you know, we like to say he likes to stay elevated.
Yeah, dig.
Plus, who makes brownies? Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg. There's that connection. The plane is because of his movie Soul Plane, and the captain's hat.
He was the captain.
Is because he played Captain Mac in Soul Plane. So Snoop Dogg was a great guest from Nicole.
It is. It really is. And you know what's so crazy, Brian, is that Chameleon does give you a lot of Snoop Dogg swag, right?
He's yes. Tall. When he talks, it sounds just
it's
like
very mellow. You know, yeah. It's very mellow and calm like that. And
yeah.
You're right, man. There's a lot of mirror image things with him and Snoop. You know, Snoop is such an inspiration that artists like Snoop Dogg inspire so many others. This could be somebody who was close to a Snoop Dogg.
That's true.
Perhaps.
That's true.
This could be
like one of his proteges or something.
A protege or anything.
Yeah.
Everyone's Snoop Dogg's nephew in Hollywood.
Yeah.
If you've met Snoop Dogg one time, you're his nephew. No matter what age you are, you are forever nephew.
That's hilarious.
That's just how Snoop gets down. Yeti,
open the show.
Did his thing tonight.
Oh my goodness. Talking about rocking the house.
I mean, he ended in the splits, Nick.
Absolutely.
All I kept thinking was like, I want to go to your show. Like,
totally.
Oh, you're so good. And you showed us how you can dance like nobody else. It was just so dope.
Yeah.
Oh my
yes.
gosh. Big shout out to Yeti. Finally brought those dance moves out. I was ready to see it. I knew Yeti couldn't hold back. He definitely did his thing with the first performance that we saw, more mellow, more calm, more heartfelt records. Two things that stood out to me tonight. This was the first time we got to see our performers not masked, but masked. Actually wearing the things that we actually have to wear.
Yes.
So to all the fans that are listening, when you guys saw the visors and the Don't Talk to Me shirts, those are actual things that we wear every single day when you step on to the set to perform, rehearse, no matter what you're doing. The visors on, the gloves on. And I wish I could have done my clue package or my interview like that with just the mask on, but not the performance mask. I thought that was unique. And we actually got a chance to look into the mind of the performer.
Yes.
Tonight, we're going where no show has gone before, literally inside the brains of our contestants. Men in Black, bring out the Yeti's mind reader. Whoa.
This season is lit. That's all I'm going
yes.
to say. This is a lit season, and it's definitely game changing.
Those brain scans were fascinating. Like with Yeti, there was corn. And I actually have to give it to Ken Jeong. He had a good guess with that because he said Jason Derulo.
He did.
And that corn on the cob when he brushed his teeth and he lost a tooth.
Yeah.
That was really smart of Ken.
Exactly.
But then he went on to believe that it was Vin Diesel. So, you know, we take a few yeah. steps forward and you take us two steps back, like Paul Abdul said.
When Ken guessed Vin Diesel, which threw the whole panel off,
yeah.
was the fact that Vin Diesel can dance his behind.
Yes.
These are facts. I mean, yes. this guy was a B-boy. Yes. I mean, break dancing, spin on his hand, on his back.
Yes.
I mean, Vin is very, very hip-hop influenced. His knowledge for hip-hop is way high.
Yeah.
And that was a good guess. But the Jason Derulo guess, even though I have my guess on who I believe Yeti is, I did love
okay.
the Jason Derulo.
Yes.
That was very close. It was spot yeah. on. It made sense. And it took Ken to really think about the corn on the cob thing with the viral video that Jason Derulo did have. When I saw the corn, I immediately thought pop.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, pop. Oh, popcorn. Okay, maybe this person is a pop singer.
Yeah.
We saw a pacifier. He mentioned his daughter, which was something special, right? We all find inspiration. On The Masked Singer, you find a lot of competitors and these artists always bringing the influence from home, right?
Yes.
Myself, when I did Masked Singer, it was all about my daughter. Me wanting to win it for my little tadpole. That's all it mattered.
Aww.
But yeah, man, Yeti did his thing tonight. I would say my favorite performance of the night. Great way to start the show off with high energy, something that I love. The family man with unbreakable bonds with his Nana and his and daughter, which we mentioned.
Yes.
And he said something that touched me. He said that he really found his purpose in life when he had her.
Mm.
If I'm correct about who this person is, this person has two kids.
Okay.
The best of both worlds.
A couple guests that didn't make the episode.
Oh, talk to him.
Was Jenny's. She saw there were 5 ice cream cones that brought her to 5 American Music Awards. And Yeti said cutting a rug, and someone who was in the movie Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler is The Weeknd. Jenny mentioned The Weeknd.
I got a question, Brian, when it comes to Yeti. Has anybody guessed Usher?
Funny you say that. Nicole guessed Usher this episode, but it didn't make the episode.
See?
Ice Cream for his song Scream. Hey, he's from the South. Pacifier, he's got that song Hey Daddy, and also There Goes My Baby.
Usher just had a new baby.
Yes.
Right, baby girl.
So you and Nicole are thinking the same.
Come on, Nicole. Get out my brain now, sis. Come on now. But yeah, I was just wondering. I'm like, wow, no one said Usher for Yeti.
No.
And the way, especially the way Yeti came out tonight.
Absolutely.
He brought the moves tonight.
Yes.
Moving on along, we have Piglet, who never misses. He just, always hits the target every single time. Pianist on stage. I thought that was so lit. Nicole was moved. And that's when you know you're doing a good job on stage. And I've said this so many times. When you perform on stage and someone else can feel the energy, that's what you call a performance, right?
Yes.
And also, with Vampire Teeth, we saw the numbers 1 through 5 with only one standing up, Brian. Come on, Brian, bring us home. We need to know what that means. Get us closer, man.
What, the number one?
The number one, yes. We saw that 4 gold bars.
Okay.
Could that mean 4 gold singles, perhaps?
Could be. Ken thought the gold bars meant Golden Globe winner Jake Gyllenhaal. He played football. He's supposed to play Joe Namath in a movie.
Jake can sing like that.
Jake can sing. He sang on SNL. Then Robin mentioned, for the one, a song She's the One, Vampire Teeth for his song Email from a Vampire, Gold Bars for his song Gold.
Okay.
Robin's thinking it could be Robbie Williams.
I've been trying to wrap my guesses around Piglet for a minute now, and nothing sticks.
Yes.
As soon as I think I know, I don't know, even though I've been doing my homework on Piglet. But that's just how good he really is. I'm going here. This is the first time Frog is going to sound really, really crazy and ridiculous. So I'm just going to put it on myself. We've seen some football things, right? Is it possible that this person could be an actor? I'm thinking, doesn't necessarily mean you actually played in the NFL with Dan Marino.
Exactly.
What about the movie Ace Ventura? Dan Marino was in Ace Ventura years ago. If you remember the Jim Carrey movie.
Of course. Courtney Cox.
Right? We might have to go back and watch Ace Ventura.
That's a cliffhanger. We're going to get back to everybody on next week for the Feisty Five.
All right, moving along. Black Swan song. Do I do?
Oh, so good.
That's that good feel. You got to be on a boat or in the backyard with some burgers grilling. You know, get auntie and grandma out there grooving and
yes, Bow Wow is feeling it.
Wow, classic. It's still raining hearts up here. Black Swan, you were amazing.
Yeah, man, yeah. We saw hearts everywhere, dancers, confetti. And Ken, I agree, man, said that her range as far as performances, like we talked about earlier, you got to step out the box at some point during the show. And that's what's going to keep you moving and moving. New Hampshire, could this person be from there? Could family be from there? A swan kissed a soda can? Could she have done a commercial for a popular soda
That's what I was thinking. Like Britney Spears did all those Pepsi commercials back in the day. And
exactly.
Like somebody maybe who did a soda commercial. You're right. That's good.
Yes. Mariah Carey was the mind reader clue, and surpassing her record was a big moment.
A couple names mentioned that didn't make the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny said Monica, based on the tone. And also, there was an umbrella for her song Trenches. And then, of course, Boy Is Mine was the biggest song of that year with her and Brandy. I don't know how you feel about Monica.
One thing we know about Black Swan is she can sing.
Yes.
That's what we know. All these clues sum up to the fact that she can sing flat out. And there's some other people who hit this stage too who can sing. Brian, you want to know who that is?
Who?
The Russian Dolls.
Wow. Oh, here's comes.
Amazing. And then there were two.
Maybe.
I think the Russian Dolls have this strategy. They've had this thing planned out. We've seen one. We've seen three. We've seen four. Brian, we've only seen two talk tonight. It threw me off.
Yes.
Robin thinks they're going to the finals. I said that. Everyone on Twitter who's actually tweeting me right now agrees. We saw the diamond in the belt buckle. We saw the wok. We haters going hate.
Yes.
But they're doing what they love, which is something that we all can take in.
Yes.
Whatever it is in life that you're trying to do. If it's a career, if it's basketball, no matter what. If you want to even create your own TV show one day, right?
Yes.
Haters are always going to hate on your dreams, but it's up to you to believe in yourself, believe in the goal, and go after it. I loved it. And now let's get into their mind reader clue, which was a kangaroo.
Kangaroo, exactly.
What's going on?
So the kangaroo, it brought a couple of new names out that didn't make this episode. So maybe there's something to them.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy Metz, when she saw the kangaroo, she thought Australia.
See?
Who's an Australian? Rebel Wilson. Is this the cast of Pitch Perfect? That's been mentioned in the past, as has Pentatonix. Another good one for Australia. Nicole was thinking, who's an Australian boy band? She thought of 5 Seconds of Summer, which is a huge group from the last couple of years. And that 5 could be for the nickel in the package. So it could be 5 Seconds of Summer. And then one other mention that Ken had, he mentioned Fun, you know, the We Are Young song from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, gotcha.
I don't know how he knew this, but for that nickel, they won Best Song at the 55th Grammy Awards. So he was real Stretch City. But that's another group in addition to the Hansons and the Nickelback.
Yeah, because that was my first guess. But hey, I know I probably could be wrong. And then last but not least, Gloodle Doo is just all over the place. He's taking clues.
Wow.
He's showing everyone at home the clues. Yep. But I am so eager to see who Gloodle Doo is.
Yes.
I just want to see this person.
It's coming.
So bad, Brian. I mean, can you give us a clue now? I don't know.
I need more clues, people. I'm not that smart.
And I just asked Brian right now for a clue. That's right. I need a clue on Cluedo Doo, Brian. Give me some. Give us something, please. I'm begging.
Another clue. I'm going to give buns.
See, Brian, here we go. I was just so excited.
I know you were.
Now we're back with the one word clues.
Buns.
Buns?
That's all I can say. Maybe it's someone who's shown their buns on the big screen. When this person is revealed, I'll explain what all these clues have meant. But they mean something.
Oh, man. Every week, Brian, there's something fresh.
Yes.
Incredible night for MS5 tonight. Just a lot of firsts, which is something that I love. Just being a spectator and also a fan of the show is the things that you don't expect. I got to commend your whole family up at MS5 because you guys are keeping us so entertained.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Because now I can't wait to see what's next week.
We go from the spicy 6 to the feisty 5.
The competition is getting heavy.
Yes. It just goes to show you the caliber of talent that we have on the show this season.
So big shout out to all the performers tonight. They did their thing. They brought their A game in. Hey, you're getting closer. Now you got to really bring it. Time is ticking. Time is not on your side anymore.
Yes.
So understand that, and it's about to get crazy. It's a game changer. Brian, I believe our guest just like walked through the building.
He's so big. I'm going to let you two talk because you two are co-stars.
Oh, man.
You two are bros. I don't want to get in the way.
Oh.
So it's going to be Bow Wow and Tyrese. It's like Cross Nixon.
Brian, look, whatever you do, man, just bring back a burger when you come back.
I will.
Hold the onion, no mustard, and no mayonnaise. I'm good to go. All right, guys. Our guest tonight made a fast and furious point to stand out from the competition, and we quickly learned that underneath his spiky exterior lives a gentle, soulful voice as a singer, actor, producer, songwriter, author. I hope I didn't leave nothing out because bro gonna call me after this interview like, yo, dog, you left this out, Bow. I'm just letting you know. This is a good friend of mine. This is my fast, furious brother. I promise you I'm so happy to have him on the show. Please welcome the latest unmasked celebrity singer, Robopine, who I knew From the moment he stepped on the stage, I knew his voice, and it was my main man, Tyrese Gibson. Yeah!
I don't know what you're talking about. I have not been identified. So, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
What I want to ask you, bro, is every time somebody comes on the show, I always ask them, what made you want to be a part of MS5?
Well, the thing is, I don't ever watch TV. And so here I am at the house, and my daughter, Shayla, was like, oh my God, Dad, you gotta watch this show. And if my daughter loves this show this much, this might be the coolest thing I ever do. Ooh. This might be one of those things that would have my daughter looking at me like, wow, my dad did it.
Right on.
I was proud to finally get the call.
Right.
The other thing for me was that I got to perform and wear a mask the whole time.
You know? Right.
And ended up having a life-changing time. It was amazing.
I got to give you your props, bro. You definitely did your thing this season. Listen, I knew it was you from the moment your left foot stepped up on the stage. I'm like, man, I know that voice. And you know, Ty, like you know, you have one of those voices, man, that people will recognize. You have your own style and you a legend in the game, bro. You brought up the whole secrecy thing. How hard was this to keep this away from the house? From friends, from family, because we can't say what we're doing.
Yeah, it was a lot to ask of me. Ooh. To just not say anything to anybody. I mean, the other side of it is our usual go-to, anything proud of, we post about it. So for all of these episodes to be happening and I can't post about it, you know, how do you not post something that you're proud about?
Yeah.
I was very happy with being able to work with the producers and really pick the songs and rocking with the musicians and
right.
changing the key of the songs that I was singing in. The crazy thing is, I love these songs, but I have never performed these songs.
Ooh.
And I was like, damn, Never Too Much is a very difficult song to sing. It was definitely a blessing to be able to choose the songs that I did. And obviously, I got a deep voice when I speak.
Right.
And so some of the songs that I was doing, when it got to them super high pitches, and I was like, hey, you know, it was way easier to sing this at home, riding in the car than,
right on.
than trying to do this on stage live. Obviously, between Luther, Killing Me Softly, all of John Legend, and then doing Water Runs Dry, these are all some of my favorite songs in the whole world. And I'm just honored and grateful that I had an opportunity to do my thing.
And I know how much your IQ for R&B music is high, bro. And you are one of those guys. And you definitely brought it. For real, for real.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you know that. And it's something I wanted to ask you, too. And, you know, I ask people this every time they come on the show. Like, what challenges did you face with doing this? We saw Bobby Brown was crabbed this season. He got claustrophobic on stage. He had to walk off in the middle of everything. Was there any challenges that you faced?
To be honest with you, sliding on the mask and on and off, in and out of the costume, that was pretty serious. But I really enjoyed the two ladies that I had there that was helping me out from the wardrobe department. We was just having so much fun cracking and joking and talking and exchanging vibe. It would almost be like, damn, I'm fully dressed and didn't even realize it because they were just so on their game.
Right on.
I think one of my biggest challenges was actually the fact that I was going through a divorce.
Right.
So wearing this mask literally had nothing to do with my life that I was living and experiencing. So whenever I would pick up my phone, whenever I had 2 or 3 hour break, it was constant calls with lawyers. And then I'm like putting on this costume,
right,
going on stage and having to perform. It's been said that God has a sense of humor, you know?
Talk about it.
And I'm just looking at my life, man. So if there was a challenge, it was more so that over anything else, man. I mean, the staff clearly got a system in place. They know how to keep everybody top secret. Until you just said the crab was Bobby Brown, I didn't even know.
Oh!
I had no idea who anybody was on the show. Literally did not know.
Right.
They would bring us all out backstage, line us all up. But nobody had ever not had their mask on whenever we were all in each other's presence. And then when we were all on stage together, nobody was talking. They wasn't interviewing folks. So I wasn't able to hear anybody's voice.
And then one thing that the fans love is the clues. The clue package, you know, that brings us closer to guessing who you are. And what threw me off was the futuristic city. right? Why is that a clue? And then I saw the DNA, Cluedo told us it was jeans. And then I'm like, okay, so jeans, that's genetics. And then it was like jeans, like pants. And then the ref, and I knew one of them, the Roman statue. That's what solidified it to me.
The futuristic city was tied into one of my actual visions and goals, which is I want to open up my own movie studio. I've been living in Atlanta now for 4 years, and I just got this vision and this mission on my mind that just won't go away.
Well, I tell you what, bro, you in the right city for that.
I created all of these clues to throw people off.
Absolutely.
I come from a musical family in Costa Rica. 60 years old, I got grandkids. I threw some haymakers out there and they let me have a little fun with the clues to throw people off because it's just so obviously me.
I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna talk about right now. Before I let you get up out of it, we're gonna play this game. I always have to play a game with my guests that come to the show. Lighthearted, like to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Go put your ears and brain to the test real quick, Top. I like to call this Who Is That? I'm gonna play a sound clip of the judges, and you have to correctly identify which judge is talking. Now, here's the catch. All of their voices are disguised. Could be anybody, all right? Are you ready?
I think.
Hey, that mean he ready. He ready. All right, here we go, man. Let's roll clip number one for my boy Ty one time. Here we go.
You know, I'm invested into it as a fan, even if I wasn't on the show. I just love it. It's like America's Guessing Game.
Any guess on who that could be?
I have no idea.
Jenny, Ken, Nicole, no idea?
No clue.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? I got it wrong too, because I thought that was one of the girls. That was Ken.
You know, I'm invested into it as a fan, even if I wasn't on the show. I just love, it's like America's Guessing Game.
Ty, don't feel bad, my brother. I struck out on that one too. It's all good. Let's go ahead and roll the next one, man. Let's see what we got.
Tears were streaming, and I have never been more compelled at any other performance on any other season ever.
That's Nicole.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Tears were streaming, and I have never been more compelled at any other performance on any other season ever.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Absolutely. Big shout out to my sis Nicole one time. Let's keep this thing moving. Audio clip number three. Ty, who is this?
Now it's time to see who's right and who's Kim Jong wrong.
Now who could that be?
Is that Nick?
Yo, ring the bell.
Now it's time to see who's right and who's Ken Jung wrong.
you on fire right now. Last one. Let's go ahead. Here it is. Roll clip number four.
Yeah, it's great costumes, great performances, great production, and an amazing panel that we just get to laugh, have fun, and try to figure out who the hell that is under that mask.
Any guesses?
Robin.
Ring the bell for my boy.
Yeah, it's great costumes, great performances, great production, and an amazing panel that we just get to laugh, have fun, and try to figure out who the hell that is under that mask.
There it is, man. Bro, you got that right. You did your thing on that game. I mean, you sound like you was unsure, but you was right on pocket. I know you got to get up out of here, but bro, it wouldn't even be right if we don't talk about, I believe, and I'm biased, you know, me and Ty are biased here, the biggest summer blockbuster movie that's coming out this year. And we've been waiting on this. I know the Fast fans have been waiting on it. COVID kind of threw things in a curveball. It's cool, but we bounced back. Fast 9 is on the way. Ty, let's go ahead and dive into it and talk about it. Like I said, I've been waiting on you to get to the show, my brother. I want to hear from you, though, man. What can they expect with Fast 9 when it hits theaters in June?
I think this is going to be the first Fast and the Furious where they really, really take a deep dive into unpacking people's histories,
yep,
backstories. And it feels like the fans of the Fast and the Furious that's been rocking with us for years are going to be, ooh, in heaven. And then there's going to be that new audience where it's like, you know, I'm watching this for the first time with my son and my daughter, and they made this thing so idiot-proof where any first-time viewer of the Fast and Furious and be able to know what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of big action, man. It's going to be pure entertainment from the opening frame of that movie to the closeout.
It was amazing, man. And they get to actually see how me and you meet for the first time, how our characters collide in the film as well. And I had a great time, you know, going over to the UK, working with you guys. It was a blessing. And this was a dream that I've been praying for to God forever. Like, when can we have our moment when it's all the characters together? Like, when can we get together and bond as bros and really do this thing? And it's always salute to our brother Paul. That's for life. Don't get that twisted. Understand that if you're listening to us talk right now. And we are so excited to bring you guys this film. I know you got a lot of things to do. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, man. It's been a pleasure, bro. It's a blessing. I always love catching up with you. And as soon as you get that studio up and running in Atlanta, let me know. Because I'm coming to film there. I just want the, do I get the bro hookup price?
Yeah, I got you, baby. You know, coupon.
Say less. That's how we do it. We look after each other. My brother, I love you, appreciate you. And I'm going to see you at the premiere because it's going down this summer. Fast Nine style. I will be there.
Done deal. Yeah, love, man. Appreciate you for having me on, man.
Love, always. That's what I'm talking about right there. My brother, my bro, my Fast Nine partner in crime, my boy Tyrese Gibson. Just now checking out. That's all the time we have for tonight. It goes too fast. I know you don't want to go. I don't want to go nowhere near. You know what? I'm going to stay in the studio today. That's what I'm spending the night right now. No, I'm not. I'm going to go. Thanks once again to my main man, Tyrese Gibson, a.k.a. RoboPine, and our secret insider, Brian Strickland, for hanging out with me tonight. Thank you, you. And you, that's right, the fans, you guys, we are nothing without you for listening week after week. And check back next time for more of the exclusive clues, celebrity interviews, behind-the-scenes scoops that you love. You know your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog, is always keeping the party lit right here on the official MS5 podcast. And do not forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. That's at MassPod and at MassSingerFox. So send us all of your questions and you just might get answered right here on the podcast. Make sure that you guys download the Fox Super 6 app for a chance to win some major cash. Listen, everybody loves money. Download the app so you can win some money, man. It might be you, all right? The official MassSinger podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox. Executive produced by my family at KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And do not forget to tune into MS5. That's right, The Masked Singer, every Wednesday on my favorite station. It is FOX. Yeah. You know what that is. That's Fox, baby. If you didn't know, you know now. Brian, I'm gone. I'm glad you made it back with the burger. My burger is cold. I'm ready to go.
I hope you like truffle fries. I hope you like truffle fries.
Oh, man. I thought this was Parmesan fries. I'm like, what is I thought this was Parmesan garlic fries. Oh, man. All right, well, it's a first for everything, right?
Yes. I'll see you next week at the Feisty Five.
I'll see you next week, Brian. I am gone. Yeah. Love, live life to the fullest, and everybody, stay blessed, stay safe. Frog has left the building. It's a game changer.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.